95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Did we have class yesterday? Was I supposed to be here?
You were supposed to be here, yes. Stu sat in for you.
Hold on a second. I have a note that I wrote. I mean, that my mom wrote. Yeah. Is this good? Does this get me out of it? But
yeah, of course. We didn't care.
Oh, Stu sat in. Hey, what? How dare you? That's because I was suffering from the ugly day outside yesterday. The clouds have blown off, and yeah. I can't do it, man.
Can't deal with it. I understand that. Give me five today.
What do we do? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yesterday. Well, I know.
Oh, I know. We did. Who knows? Heart yesterday?
Yeah, and there were too many.
There's too many. So we're doing day two and possibly day three.
That's what I thought.
So if you think of any song with the word fart in it, sorry, heart, in it, you let us know.
That's correct. One American dollar on the show today.
Nah, I'm going to win me a buck, man.
We're going to talk to people who are assistants for a living. You were an assistant to somebody for a living.
How do you do it?
Yes.
How do you put up with their nonsense?
That's the 4 o'clock hour, and there's some crazy stories we already have. A new feature called You Be the Judge.
Ha! You Be the Judge.
Coming up next, because I think I'm on the kids' side of this, but a lot of people are upset about the parent side.
Generally on the younger generation side, always have been.
Agreed. Yeah. And I think we will be on the same side, but we'll see.
Okay.
People are dumb. And also the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
We've got tickets for you.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Another celebration at the end of the world. That is another one off of Mammoth WVH's forthcoming album. It's going to be out on the 4th of August. But apparently if you go grab it right now, you pre-order. Get some of this merchandise that you can't get later. You know, they'll hide it. You'll have to go to eBay and spend $10 million. But really good stuff from the new album that is coming out on August 4th. And if you pre-order that album, you get that song. And then a bunch of other cool stuff as well, man.
I know that you love NASA.
NASA's the best.
I love exploration of all kinds.
Actually, almost tried to get a job there once. Was talking to them about, hey, let me voice all your stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just this long process of, just bummed out. I need to do that someday. Get out of the stupid radio thing. Go.
What about underwater? You interested in that at all?
No, not at all.
Not a bit.
100% not interested.
A massive marine search and rescue operation is underway for a missing tourist sub.
Yes, which apparently they thanked Elon Musk for all the help in getting it going. And now it's disappeared. It's vanished. It was heading down to the Titanic,
right?
They
go down to the Titanic wreckage, which is sort of in the middle of nowhere. The company's called the Ocean Gate Expeditions. And the vessel carrying the pilot, three paying passengers, and a content expert reported missing about 435 miles off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada.
And they only have 2 days worth of air, a little less than 2 days altogether. So it is a find them now or this is not a good situation.
Yeah, and a lot of experts are saying even if we find them, the idea that we could rescue them is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you locate where they are, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to get them up from the bottom of the Atlantic.
Well, one of the people that's on there is a billionaire, Hamish Harding, and his stepson has posted a thing saying, Hamish, my stepdad, is lost in a submarine. Thoughts and prayers that the rescue mission will be successful.
So this is the risk you take. I would take that risk going off the planet because you got a little thin bit of metal between you and the vacuum of space, or in this case, tons of water, man. That's just going to crush you.
You would.
Oh, I would 100% if I got off this rock and could go just, you know, cruise around the neighborhood or go on the other side of the moon or just go up into the atmosphere.
Right.
I would do it. 100%.
All right.
Even with that risk.
Just not under the water.
Nah,
all right.
I don't care.
Here's where we need people to be the judge. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
Ito.
The guy's name that posted this is Brian. And so then later that night, he said, it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show.
I'm very concerned about my family.
As it's my favorite band, and music helps me in difficult times.
Being at the bottom of the ocean down near the Titanic, but right. I should go party. You know what? After 9/11, very soon after, there was a news interview, and they're talking to some dude, and he was all upset. And the Chiron said, wants to party, because everybody was in a bad mood. But his Chiron for life was wants to party.
So you be the judge. Does the kid go to the Blink 182 show and is...
Oh, wait, you were saying you're actually kind of on his side.
I think.
Really?
Here's my judgment on it. And then we want to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You be the judge. My judgment on this is maybe go to the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to post about it. That's my. I don't.
So you're gonna go on the DL. You're gonna be like, oh.
Well, I do.
If anyone asks, you'd be like, no, I was home crying.
I do think there's nothing you can do, and it doesn't help you to sit and work.
Right, but you can't enjoy it. Like, I wouldn't do anything if I was really concerned about my family. I wouldn't have a good time. I just wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, I don't know that staying home and moping about it is the right thing to do.
He had tickets for Blink-182 that night in San Diego.
So, like, I guess what you got to look at it is your favorite band.
Of all time.
It's Led Zeppelin reunited with everybody there and playing and alive.
With the Beatles.
Or whatever.
Right.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever it is to you.
So do you, in this situation, when you know that your family members are lost, not a damn thing you can do about it.
And probably gonna die.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty much a given.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So what do you do? Do you go to the show that you're so excited about? Do you have tickets for
it? I personally, there's no way. But I don't necessarily blame someone for doing it. I just don't think that we're on the same page emotionally. That's my deal, I guess. Which doesn't... It's a harsh judgment. I sit in judgment of you, sir.
Well, that's why we're being the judge.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would go, but not post, because I do think that it is a welcome distraction.
Right.
That there are times when you just sitting there thinking about it is the worst thing you could do.
Unless I go gambling myself, I suppose.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Quietly. I wouldn't post about that. Yeah.
Right. I don't know that I would post about anything, but however people handle stuff is how they handle stuff.
So what's the actual judgment you're looking for?
Should he have gone to the show?
Yeah. Is he in the wrong for doing that?
Yes.
When his family...
Are you ruling for the dad or for the stepson?
And when the family's in peril, is it cool to go ahead and... Wants to party.
But
would your Chiron say, wants to party?
It's his favorite band.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
How do you decide that?
Yeah.
When you literally don't know what's happening.
Right. And there's nothing you can do. It's not like you can go swim into the North Atlantic, find him yourself.
Try to search yourself.
Hey, there you are. Come on up, guys. Got you a donut.
There's no live feed coming in, I assume, from anywhere. Like, you're just sitting at home. I'm with the kid. I think I go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I post about it because I think I'm probably too upset to...
All right. Are you ashamed? Is it a shame that you'd be posting and letting people know you're out there wants to party?
Maybe. No, I don't think it's so much that as it is... I don't tend to go to social media when I'm really emotional.
Right.
That's not my...
Right. We're too old for that.
A lot of people do.
Down to. Yeah.
But
I know. It freaks me out sometimes when I see my dad just died 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
And here I am on social.
Yes. And my thought is always, what are you doing on social media?
But that's how some people get their...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how they get their relief. But I'm not one of those people.
No.
So I would go to the show, I think, and I would not post. But what would you do?
I would not go to the show and I wouldn't post about it at all. I'd be like... Yeah, but I don't know that I'm not saying that's the right thing to do.
Miss my favorite band.
I'm not saying that's the right thing to do
with his dumb
death. What I would do.
Right. 818-955.
Enjoy the Titanic, Dad.
KLOS. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
We have a strange story. There's a sightseeing submarine, if that's such a thing, where they go down to the Titanic and take a look, and they've been lost. Listen to this report.
Roxana, good morning. This is so terrifying because the clock is really ticking here.
It is. Good morning, Gail. The search for the vessel is underway around 900 miles east of Cape Cod, near where the Titanic sank and where the water reaches around 13,000 feet deep. The Coast Guard here in Boston says the sub lost contact on Sunday, about an hour and 45 minutes into its dive.
I mean, heading to where the Titanic is seems like you're sort of asking for trouble. You want to go look at it? I mean, that is a tour submarine that you have to be a millionaire. Or is it a billionaire?
Yeah, it was $250,000 per person to take that ride.
So now they've lost contact and
they're... trying to rescue, I guess, but the stepson named Brian says Hamish is my stepdad and is lost in a submarine. Thoughts and prayers that the rescue mission will be successful.
And I'm going to see Blink-182.
And then he posts again and says it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to see Blink-182 as it's my favorite band. And he's seeing them over the weekend standing outside of one of their merch booths, just standing there like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm in this Blink show.
So we've decided we'll take it upon ourselves to decide whether or not that was appropriate behavior.
You be the judge. Sluggo, where did you come down on?
I don't blame him at all. I get it.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to go and enjoy a show. But I understand someone who would, you know, you got tickets to this, your favorite band, you know, there's nothing you can do. It's not like you can swim out to the North Atlantic right. and save them. But I could never enjoy myself at this
I
show.
Think I would
Couldn't
be,
do it.
I think it would be the least distraction that I would be, the most distraction that I would be able
You'd
to
wanna,
get.
Yeah.
I would want to go.
But you decided you wouldn't post about
no,
it just because it's kind of. Because
it's douchey.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll definitely go with you on that.
Come on.
Yeah.
You don't have to post that you're Blink-182. You can just enjoy yourself.
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So you be the judge. KLOS, hello.
Is he doing the right thing?
Hello.
Hi there. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
What are your thoughts hello? On this? Hi.
Hi.
What are you calling hello? About?
This is, you know, this is the typical people you get on juries.
Yeah.
What?
I thought I was the winner for the ticket.
No, well,
you're definitely
right
not a winner. Nope. Definitely not.
We'll tell you what to call. we'll tell you what to call. Good luck.
Good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Slogo, I side with the kid. You definitely go to the concert.
Yeah?
Do you post about it?
I would not. I was in this position in 2005. My mother and my brother were stuck in...
the Titanic?
Cancun during Hurricane Wilma.
Oh, no.
Okay. What band did you go see?
Queen and Paul Rogers at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right, that makes sense. Especially the Hollywood Bowl.
Did they get mad at you since you can actually ask them?
My mom wasn't too happy we went. My brother wanted to know what happened and how the show was.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, see, the older generation not on board. They're like, you should sit home and be worried.
But I mean, this guy claims that his family would have wanted him to go to the show. If you could ask
right.
them.
Oh, yes. My brother was so jealous.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Well done. KLOS, hello.
So that's
you,
one.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
I mean, I feel for this kid's mental health, because if he does go, he will be the most ostracized kid in the world because he's posting this on social media. Everybody's going to hate him. Nobody's going to understand that.
So you're saying, like what Kevin would do, go to the show, but don't be saying, hey, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, there'd be no reason to do that. Otherwise, you know, I'm with my mom right now.
That's right.
The thing to post.
In your brain.
You know, it's like, but who knows? I mean, maybe his stepdad bought him these tickets. He might have an American Express Platinum card.
That's true. There's a lot of unknowns.
Well, I like the idea of doing it on the DL and being sneaky about it. I'm on board with that. I'm always on board with
doing
that.
Doing it on the DL and being sneaky.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for
you.
Calling. So that's two so far in favor.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but on every one of those murder movies or programs, when the husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, child, whoever goes out and parties,
right,
the day that the other comes up missing,
Well, I don't think he didn't go to the concert and went out to the North Atlantic and made the submarine sink. So I think he'll get away with it if he did it.
Yeah, I think this isn't one of those cases.
But maybe. That'd be impressive if
he somehow made it sink.
I bet Blink-182 would be on board. They'd be like, oh, wow, cool, dude. How'd you do that?
How about if he's a diver?
Ah! Maybe he's a diver.
Maybe
he's a holy diver. Holy diver.
Dear Lord.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you, man.
All right, so I guess, yes. The
answer is go.
Yep.
And post if you want.
No, and don't. You shouldn't.
I think
two of them are saying, no, don't post.
Okay,
about it.
All right.
So have we all learned a lesson here today? You be the judge.
You be the judge.
Is it Friday yet?
It is not, no.
I had yesterday off. I mean, couldn't come in. I was really sick.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday, but you were off yesterday.
I'm ready for Friday,
though. Stop complaining about it. Some of us worked.
Come on. Fool.
Speaking of work, 19 assistants revealed their most bizarre request that they've ever been asked to do.
Oh, assistants. That is assistant. A rough job.
The job of being an assistant.
Mm.
My fiance was an assistant for an actress who was an Oscar winner.
Indeed. And I'm actually a big fan of hers. Well, your fiance as well, but the person in question.
You won't be after this.
No, I know.
So
this
was before cell phones. It's not that long ago before that cell phones didn't exist, and you had pagers.
Oh, my God. So you're out on the freeway.
She had a pager. She had driven away from the woman's house.
Right.
And she had a pager, and it came 911, 911, 911.
Which means you got to find a payphone, even if you're in hell.
Find a payphone.
Right now.
Think about that.
You got to get off the freeway in Los Angeles, find one, make sure you got a couple quarters or however you used to pay for. I don't even remember how you paid for payphones, I guess.
I think it was a quarter call.
Yeah.
Good luck. And had to call. And she said, I forgot something for my son. It's very important. You have to come back and get it.
Something for my son.
At school. And she was like 45 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
So she said, it's an emergency, and she said, you have to come right now and get it and take it to his school.
Okay.
And there was a panic in her voice.
Right.
So
was it like his inhaler? Is it like his meds?
Right. What could it possibly be?
Right.
So she rushes all the way back 45 minutes fighting against traffic, gets to the woman's house. Mm-hmm. The woman hands her a bag and says, take this to my son's school right away. He needs it.
And it was...
So she takes the bag. Don't try and jump ahead. And she drives another 45 minutes.
To the school.
To the school.
Okay.
And then goes to the office.
Right.
And has the kid called to the office so that she could hand him the bag.
So you know that famous person? Well, she said, I had to get this to that
she said,
her kid.
This is,
immediately.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Insanely
and then
important.
She said to the son, your mom said this was an emergency, and she wanted me to get it to you.
Right.
And he opened it up.
Yeah.
And it was a chapstick. It was a little tube of chapstick. It's just...
Oh, my God.
And he took it from her?
911, 911, yes. 911. An hour and a half in traffic.
And he took it from her, and he didn't put it on his lips. He just put it in his pocket and walked away.
Did he say thank you?
I don't know.
Yeah, but who cares?
She was so angry by that point.
Why?
She was just like, I need to quit this job.
How long did she do that
job? Any other job. She did that job for 3 months.
Listen, people, if you have an assistant, don't be an ass.
Personal assistant jobs.
Don't be a jerk.
Is what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. There is 19 assistants revealed the most bizarre requests.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, on my first day, my boss came to me and said one of her cats had vomited in their wastebasket and asked me to clean it. I would have said, it's in your wastebasket. That's clean.
I'm
throw
so happy.
It out. Throw out the trash.
I'm so happy I went to college for all of this.
No kidding. Can you imagine
my
working
wife actually
as the
worked
assistant?
For an assistant. She was, he made like some movie. It wasn't even a big movie, but he was really, I'm something else.
Right.
He expected that everybody that answered the phone there at the place knew everybody's voice, his voice, particularly immediately.
Okay.
Even though the first day, she'd been there for an hour.
Right.
And he freaks out. She didn't know his voice. Oh, by the way, you don't take lunch. You go get him lunch and you sit here. And I mean, what is wrong with these people?
I don't know. I don't know what.
What is wrong with you?
You know what I think happens, honestly, is in Hollywood, there's a lot of people to take care of them.
Right.
And so they get used to being taken care of.
Right.
And then some of them abuse that privilege
right.
and say, I need you to drive 45 minutes to get chapstick.
And then drive it you another 45
like,
minutes.
What?
To the kid
you,
doesn't need,
what are you talking about?
It's not an inhaler.
I worked in an admin role pretty closely with the senior vice president in our company, but was not his personal assistant. Yet somehow... in the time I was there, I was still roped into doing things like scheduling his dog's neutering service, running the guest list for his daughter's wedding.
What?
And craziest of all, designing the headstone for his mother's grave.
Wow.
Not kidding. I designed the headstone of his mother's grave on freaking PowerPoint and emailed it to the stone company that made it. I have never met this woman.
By the way, I'm sure she's making like 35 cents, too.
I assume she
Here's
got nothing.
35 yeah. cents for all
So
that.
Personal assistant jobs are awful, and we'd like to hear about them. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about a personal assistant job. You have one? KLOS.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. You were an assistant?
I was an assistant for a producer in Hollywood.
Okay.
In 1980, when I was 18 years old, on my first day of work, I had to make him breakfast, which was 2 eggs over easy and bacon. So the eggs were a little older and one of them broke.
Right.
So I served him the breakfast. He saw that one of the yolks was broken, fired me.
Wow.
He would yell at us every morning for 2 hours on what it took to work for a boss.
Oh my God.
So he had just all sorts of amazing insight on what it was like to work for him.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Really? Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
You were an assistant to somebody.
Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you go get me a coffee? I need a coffee right now, man.
We're talking about...
I know you're doing your little thing, your little radio thing, but, you know, I'm the boss here, and I need some coffee.
We're talking about people who have an assistant.
Go get me some coffee.
The job of an assistant.
Oh, how do you do it?
To somebody important. You had one of those?
Yes, I don't know if this counts as an assistant, but I was a driver for a, I guess you can say a call girl.
Good enough. Right? Good enough. Continue.
She called me and told me that I needed to run to the nearest place to pick up 3 boxes of condoms.
Wow.
Wow.
Did she specify size?
No, she just said ribbed, sensitive, and lubed.
Is that the only time you had to do something like that, or was that common?
This was pretty common to do, but with this one girl, I had to go to the 7-Eleven that was full of these cheerleaders, and this is when they had the condoms in back of the counter, and you had to ask for them.
Yeah, I need 3 boxes, please.
Did the cheerleaders cheer you on, I hope?
They just gave me this look, and I just went in and I walked out.
Go, team, go!
That's I love fantastic. It. That is beautiful, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello!
Hi!
Hey!
Hi, you had an assistant job?
I work for the CEO, CFO, COO, and in-house counsel for a public company.
Okay.
And people would say, what is your job? And I would say, did you ever see Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, no.
To be tortured.
The funny part is that she only likes passion fruit iced tea, mm-hmm. and I would have to get that for her every single day. And one day she decided that it wasn't the right tea and threw it at me. Oh. And I leaned to the side, and then I realized it would have been so much easier for me to clean it up if she had just hit me with it.
Oh, my God.
Just take the hit.
Wow.
It was just unbelievable. But you know what? It was a really great experience.
Was it?
It sounds like it.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
No, well, not when you find out that the CEO is stealing investor money and you report her and the company is closed.
Ah, yay! Revenge. Right. Revenge is sweet. Listen, that's what happens. You piss off your assistant and they're going to shut
you down. They'll take you down.
They'll take you down, and deservedly so. Thank you for calling. Threw an iced tea at her!
KLOS, hello.
Wow!
Hey, I wanted to tell you about this assistant job I had early on in my years. I worked for this really great guy. In the Midwest, really rich, had a contracting company. He was really great to me. His wife had had breast cancer, so he was very giving and everything. He'd order stuff out of the J. Peterman catalog and then tell me to order something for myself up to a certain limit, you know. It was really great, and I've always touted him as a very generous and kind person. Then the Jeffrey Epstein Black Book came out, and his name was in it.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Damn. That is a shocker.
I know.
We can just never tell.
It freaked me out.
You just can never tell.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you quit immediately?
Or were you already out of there?
I was already out of there, moved on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Damn. That's craziness.
At least he never asked you to
for a massage.
Set a date. Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You had an assistant job. Talking about what it's like to be an assistant to somebody, to have that job. You had that?
I am an assistant. I've been an assistant for about 30 years. But
wow.
One of the jobs I had, my boss was, he came into my, called me on my vacation and told me, oh, when you come back, I'm going to give you a promotion and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, great. I come in and he comes into my office, shows me my office, and he says, oh, here's a new assistant. And I said, oh, okay. He goes, you got a trainer. I said, oh, okay. Then he proceeds to tell me he was in love with her. And I said, okay. Now keep in mind, he's married. So, I was like, no, this can't happen.
Right.
The whole company, what are you doing? Right?
Yeah.
And so it ended up, he made me her manager, and then I had to fire her.
Oh, come on.
Then I got get demoted back to my
family. Oh, wow.
I got to keep the raise, though. So
oh, all right. Well, I mean, guess
that's something.
What a jerk, though.
I guess.
Ah, man, oh, man.
Wow, that's some mental gymnastics going on there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and keep in mind, the girl that he hired was completely not qualified because he found her and met her at a massage place.
Ah, well, you're wrong. Yeah. She was a good masseuse.
Well, she was very good at that job.
Okay.
Other jobs. That's
I gotcha.
Wow.
He's an assistant.
That's a different kind of assistant.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi there. You got a job as an assistant?
Yes, I still am. I've been an assistant for a doctor for 12 years now. I love it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, he's really fun, and I've driven him in his Tesla to Vegas and taken him to different things.
Wait a minute. You drove him up to Vegas, and then did he, like, pay for your gambling so you could go play?
Yes, he gave me $100 to gamble with while he was at his meeting. And then,
well, that's not bad. So what you're saying, it can be a good thing.
Could he not drive?
Yeah.
Was he really drunk?
Yeah, he said he was going to work in the back seat, but he slept.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear that there are some assistants who are treated nicely or at least happy with
and
their
enjoy
job.
The job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's rare.
Yeah. Right on.
I love it.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Heartlight. Turn on. Someone has asked for Heartlight, dude.
Jeff tweeted Neil Diamond Heartlight. Because the theme is heart. Songs with heart.
Yeah, there's so damn many. And you guys did it yesterday.
Turn on the heart.
Let's do it. Let's play Neil
Diamond. It's never going to be played.
Oh, I've got it right here. I'm ready to push play.
Let's not play that. Let's play anything else.
You mean Dio?
Yes, please.
Straight through the heart? Who suggested this?
Blended Emotions. Tweets often.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. It's got heart in the title or maybe even the band name. Hint, hint. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter
at Kevin and Sligo.
Turn on your heart light. That's up next. Enjoy. That was one of my favorite 45s when I was a teen.
Love that too.
I love that damn song.
Heart of Glass by Blondie is from Sean Solomon on Twitter.
Thank you for tweeting at us. We are at Kevin and Slug. It is Gimme Five, Kevin and Sluggo.
It is Sluggo, but listen, it's your own name. You can say whatever you want.
And it's Songs with Heart in the title for day two or band names. If you can think of any, 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter. Howard, listening online. Wanted this one from Wallflowers. When's the last time you heard Sixth Avenue Heartache?
Love it.
Such a good song. Enjoy. Thank you, Howard.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's Gimme Five. Songs with Heart and the title or band name.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Change of Heart.
Oh, look at that. It's a double heart.
Uh-huh.
That's a great one.
We're definitely going to get our heart on with that one.
Cool. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. I love it. I'm happy to play Tom Petty. And I got away with a horrible, horrible double entendre. Rush for Rob F. What's the F stand for, Rob?
Is he listening? I don't know how to get that answer.
he's talking about artists in that song and how they get close to those emotions and stuff. And they always love to use the word heart in the songs. I can't believe how many songs there are with heart in the title.
Too many. We need to do a third day.
Yeah, at least a third day. So that'll be tomorrow, I guess.
So, Jeff, get back to us with Neil Diamond Heartlight. And we'll say no again tomorrow.
Maybe if he sends us money. What if he sent us money to play?
I don't know that there's that much money. And we have coming up this hour, tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and turn on your heart light. I just don't understand where you find all this wealth of information. People are so bright and intelligent. And
these stories get sent to me by all kinds of different people. This one's from our friend Scott.
And there's so many of
these stories all the time. Yeah.
Right on, Scott.
Shout out to Scott. Thank you for this. People are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Scott is about to adopt a puppy. He just sent me a picture, and it's really cute.
How does that help me with this story?
Well, the dog's not dumb, at least.
A gas station employee in Tulsa is accused of asking a friend to find someone to rob the store so he could go home early because he was tired, police say.
I like that, actually. I mean, I really like that. That's almost smart, except it's dumb.
The investigation began when the employee, Isaiah Jones, reported that a man walked into the store June 5th and handed him a note that read, "Give me all your money or I'll kill you."
Okay.
So he gave him all the money.
Sure.
Investigators later identified the man and arrested him. However, police said there was more to the story than what appeared. Stephen Jones is the guy who confessed to the robbery. He said his friend, Aaliyah, asked him to do it.
The guy who worked at the store.
No, the guy had called his friend Aaliyah.
Oh, okay.
Aaliyah asked her buddy to go rob the store, gotcha. So the guy could come. And they all just fell on each other like they were all buttered. It was not exactly like a hardcore crime family where you can't find out any information. No, I got a call from her. Well, I got a call from him. He said he was tired. He wanted to leave.
We didn't even get to do bad cop, good cop.
Three people arrested.
Wow. Three dumb people.
Well done, all three.
I need to go see him in Vegas, Billy Idol. That's such a great song there, Bitter Taste, from his EP from, I don't know, it's already several years ago. Unbelievable how time is moving too fast.
It is, that's true.
Make it stop.
Speaking of time, it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a submarine that takes tourists to the site of the Titanic that's gone missing. A billionaire was on the sub, and his stepson tweeted asking for thoughts and prayers that they be found, and then tweeted that he was at Blink 182 in San Diego.
So we were like, is that the right thing to do? And most everybody listening to KLOS goes, yeah, sure, man, yeah, go to the concert.
You should do it. What else is he going to do? Try and swim? People who had the job of being an assistant, we had call, and we got a lot of horror stories, but the one who seemed to like the job the best, after she left the job, found out that the guy she was working for was named in the little black book of Jeffrey Epstein.
So we said, well, at least he didn't, ask you to set up a date for him. So that's
kidding. Wow. Good for her.
Wow.
And your next chance to win tickets to Disney is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We are at the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're doing it on August 24th. We're closing down the park, and we're inviting you. We have four tickets for you to go. Be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Rob.
Rob?
Rob, you're caller 25.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
That is awesome.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 24th.
Thank you very much.
We expect to see you out there with your mouse ears on.
I have my mouse ears.
All right. We expect to see them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. If you've been waiting or calling to win your tickets for Disney, now is the time.
Do it. Grab your phone in a rough fashion and call us immediately.
We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. You win four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Best of luck unto thee. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Norbert.
Dude, you're caller 25, man.
Man, that's amazing, man. I love it.
How did you do that?
Oh, man, I was just thinking I was going to win.
That's the way to do it.
It's positive thinking. Yeah.
All right. Tell our buddies what, Kevin.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting down the park, taking it over, and you get to enjoy it.
I love it, man. Thank you so much, man.
You bet, dude. We'll see you out there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening August 24th, and we will take caller 25 at 818-955. KLOS, good luck.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Daniel.
Daniel, you are caller 25.
Oh, awesome, thank you.
You bet. You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
How long a drive is that for you?
A 20-minute drive.
Oh, you're nice and close.
At all.
Are you close? You're not close enough to hear the fireworks every night.
Yeah, actually, we do hear them every night.
Really?
Fantastic.
Man.
You live in a wonderland.
Van Halenist Michael Anthony, born on this day, the same day as Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, although 8 years later, in 1954, Brian Wilson in 1942. The Tallahatchie Bridge, you know that one from Bobby Gentry's awesome and very bizarre ode to Billy Joe, collapsed on this day in rock in 1972. And rebuilt it a little bit later. No sophomore slump for Foreigner. They released their second album, Double Vision, on this day in rock in 1978. It included the title track and Hot Blooded.